Scripture. Praise God. Luke, the sixth chapter, beginning, amen, we're at verse number six. Luke, the sixth chapter. Now, I'm going to ask that you, amen, plug in your spirit, because I really don't want to preach a long time. Praise God. There's two things that causes preachers to preach a long time: when the church preaches with them, and when the church doesn't preach with them. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. So, I really want to deliver what I feel God has put in my spirit. Luke, the sixth chapter, beginning with verse number six. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up, amen, and stand forth in the midst." And he arose and stood forth. And then said Jesus unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness. Can you imagine that? They got mad, because Jesus did a miracle. Amen. And commune with one another what they might do to Jesus. Amen. I just want to preach for the next little while, stretch. Amen. I just want to preach for the next little while, stretch. Amen. Let's go before the Lord. God, we thank you for your presence. What a privilege it is today to serve you, God. Lord, we are humbled to stand in your presence, because thy servant David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him." God, who are we today that you would come and visit us, that you would dwell within us, that you would give us privilege to stand in your holy presence. God, we are humbled and we are grateful. And with an attitude of gratitude, we come today to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we pray that you would anoint my feeble lips and anoint the ears of the hearer and the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. There has been something that has just really lit my spirit up lately as I have been preaching in various places and as I've gone to different churches over the last 10 months. Amen. We have been out quite a bit and ministering and doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Ministry has never stopped being a part of our life, but there have been various seasons in our life in which God has had us do certain things. And in this particular season that we find ourselves, amen, we find ourselves sharing, amen, experiences and things that we have been through and just life, and some of it drawing upon our secular and some of it through our spiritual walk with the Lord. But one thing that has caught my attention, one thing that has arrested my attention, amen, that I see in this day and age, I see an attitude, I discern a spirit in this day and age of religiosity, amen. I discern, amen, an attitude amongst our people, amongst God's people, amongst our churches that, amen, God has been good to us and we are blessed and we've never had more as a people than we have now. But in the midst of the blessings, I discern a complacency amongst God's people. I discern, amen, a lethargy and, yea, even sometimes an apathy towards the things of God, amen. But I pray today, and I pray today the Holy Ghost would help you as a hearer and me as a speaker today to somehow, amen, shake ourselves and not allow ourselves to get caught up in religion, amen. Because God has not called us to be religious, but God has called us to an opportunity of relationship in him. You see, you will not find God in religion. You will not find God in routine. You will not find God by going through the motions. You will not find God in a prescripted method of doing things. But I will tell you, friend, visitor friend, saint of God, where you will find God is at the point of your hunger. Where you will find God is at the point of brokenness. Where you will find God is at the point of desire. Where you will find your miracle, amen, is when you dare to believe and stretch yourself in the things of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pick on us Pentecostals for a moment. Oftentimes we are quick to say that this group is traditional and that group has tradition. And oftentimes we're quick, amen, to point out all the other religions and denominations and their traditions. But I say today that we are indicted, amen, with the same finger that we've pointed at others. Amen, it's back at us. And God is saying, come on, my people, you've got to wake up. You've got to stir yourself. You've got to move from religion back to the place of relationship, because let me tell you, religion will never do anything for anybody. This generation is not looking for religion. This generation has rejected religion in the name of spirituality. If there is ever a time that God's people needed to be apostolic, if there was ever a time that the church needed to know how to move in the Holy Ghost, if there was ever a time that we knew how to walk in the Spirit and discern the voice of God, this is that hour. Why? Because the world is looking for something beyond religion. The world is looking for something beyond the norm. But the world is saying, can you give me an experience with God? Can you lead me to a place that's real? Amen. I preached about it Friday night. We're not interested in our grandmother's religion, but we're interested in a fresh relationship. We're interested in an experience with our God that is real. You see, the passage of scripture that I read to you, amen, the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus prior to, amen, the verses that I read. They had already criticized Jesus, amen, and his disciples, amen, for plucking ears of corn on the Sabbath. And so now they bring this man in with the withered hand. Amen. Some of the commentaries say that he was planted there on purpose by the Pharisees, that he was brought there on purpose to see what would Jesus do. Let me tell you something, friend. Religion doesn't want you to have a breakthrough. Amen. Religion doesn't want you to have a miracle. Religion wants you to be satisfied just showing up to church. Religion wants you to be satisfied just going through the motions. Religion wants you to be content, amen, just punching your spiritual time clock. But God is saying, I've got so much more than religion today. Religion did not care about this man's situation. Religion said, sit there with your withered hand in church. Oh, I'm going to preach. Sit there in church with your withered hand. Sit there with your dysfunction in the house of God. Because religion says you can go to church but not be changed. Religion says you can walk into the temple and even stand in the presence of Jesus, but you better sit there because Jesus really can't make a difference in your life. That's what religion says. That's why there's churches that are dead across America, because they don't have the presence of God, but they've got religion. And so religion says we can pray prayers and sing songs about a God that will not do anything for us. But I have not come to preach to you today about a God of antiquity. I've not come to preach today about a God of yesterday, but I've come to preach today about the God of today, our present help, a right now God, a miracle working God, a God that is able to change your life today. Well, I'm preaching to both visitor and saint today. I'm preaching to everyone under the sound of my voice that has walked in here today with a need in your life and situations that you have been living with and things you have been dealing with. And you have come week after week and you have visited this church time after time. But something in your thinking has been conditioned to say that this is just religion. And so you don't come with an expectation. You don't come expecting anything to really happen. You don't come expecting to leave changed. You don't come expecting that today can be the day of the miraculous. You don't come expecting somebody to get the Holy Ghost. You don't come expecting someone to get baptized. You don't come expecting, amen, for a financial breakthrough and miracle. You don't come expecting for your marriage to be made right or your body to be made whole. But I'm here to tell you, friend, religion, that's religion. That's religion. Religion doesn't come with an expectation. It comes with a routine. Religion doesn't come believing that God is who he says he is. But religion says, you know, we're going to go through the motions, and I'm going to check that box, and I'm going to go home and eat fried chicken, and maybe I'll show up tonight, or maybe I won't, depending how I feel and what I've got to do. Amen. But I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel a divine challenge in the Spirit of God. I feel God reaching to this church and reaching to visitors saying, hey, wake up. I am in your midst. I have come to do something for you today. Shake off the spirit of religion. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. I said it the other night. How can two people come to the same service and one leave changed and the other, amen, leave the same way? Amen. It's a difference of perspective. It's a difference in response to the presence of God. I'm telling you, amen, that Jesus is walking these aisles right now. And he has come and God is looking and he's saying, who's going to believe me today? Who has faith today? Who's going to reach today? Hallelujah. I know the God I serve is a miracle-working God. I know the God I serve is still a deliverer. I know the God I serve is still a healer. I know the God I serve is able to bring you out. I know the God I serve is able to regulate your mind and give you peace where you've had no peace. Amen. And give you rest where you've had no rest. And give you deliverance where you have struggled. Come on, I'm preaching about a God that enrobed himself in flesh and went to Calvary's hill. He didn't go there just so that you and I could sit here today and tell pretty stories. Hallelujah. Either we believe this or we don't. Either we believe in the God that we serve or we don't. And I've come to stand in the face of some of you today and to challenge your faith and for you, amen, to look at yourself and say, Pastor, where am I at in my spirit? Maybe I have fallen asleep. Maybe I've grown complacent. Maybe I've grown content. Amen. Thank God for the blessings in your life. Thank God you've got a little money in the bank and you got a job now. Thank God for all that. But let me tell you something, friend. That's not the end all be all. That's not what this is about. Those are blessings, but God's got so much more for us. Hallelujah. Man, God forbid that we have to lose everything before we look unto him. God forbid that cancer has to smite our body before we really, amen, get on our prayer bones and start seeking the face of God. God forbid you got to file bankruptcy, amen, before you realize your need of God. You see, when we first came to God, we always felt our need of him. When we first came to God, amen, some of us, we didn't have it together. We didn't know how to walk right and talk right. We leaned on God for everything. But somewhere through the years, amen, through the goodness of God, we've grown content and complacent. We have settled, amen, just for provision. But God says, wait, you're missing it. I'm not just provision. I'm the promise. I've got promises. I've got fellowship. I've got relationship. Hallelujah. Oh, God wants to send revival. There's a world that needs a church. There's a world that needs the church. Not religion, but the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Bible says, amen, going back to the verses of Scripture, amen, that the man's right hand was withered. As I begin to read about this, the right hand symbolizes power. The right hand symbolizes power. This man had lost his authority, Pastor Richardson. Something had happened in his life that had crippled him in his life. Amen. He was not able to extend and reach the things that he used to be able to reach. Amen. Somewhere, amen, he lost his power. I'm preaching to some saints. I'm preaching to some visitors today. How many of you have walked in here and you just don't have the power that you used to have in God? You just don't have the joy that you used to have in God. You just don't have the faith that you used to have in God. You want to reach, but every time you reach up, that trial that you went through, that situation that you went through that's wounded your spirit. You're walking around wounded in your life and wounded in your faith. And it's hard to believe that God can really do what he said he could do. And you're withered. You've lost power. You've lost something in your spirit. Life, trust me, I know life has a way of knocking some things out of you. Life has a way of wearing thin on you sometimes. Hey man, where you go through seasons where it just seems like nothing is quite right. Where you're walking through places, dry places. I'm not talking about a week or two. I'm talking about a year or 2 years or 3 years. Amen. Where it just seems like wave after wave and battle after battle. Amen. And you're just going along and you're just surviving in God and you're just hanging on to what faith you can retain. But I feel, amen, that God has come today to heal the withering in your life. Come on, somebody. I feel an anointing. Oh, I feel an unction. I feel a divine. My God. Come on, somebody needs to recognize that God is stirring the waters. And he says, I've seen you in your dry season. I've seen you in your dry place. I've heard you in the midnight hour. I've listened to your sigh. And I've heard your cry. Hallelujah. My God, let's lift our hands to the Lord right now for the Holy Ghost. I feel the winds of refreshing blowing in this house. Oh, come on. Some of you right now, you're battling in your spirit. Even right now, I feel the spirit of unbelief. Even right now, I feel a spirit of doubt trying to check some of you. Amen. Telling you to put your hands down. Telling you, why are you believing still? Oh, you've been through this before. You've heard this before. Amen. But today's a different day. Hallelujah. Today's a different day. There's a divine visitation. There's a divine anointing. There's a divine refreshing. Hallelujah. But you've got to be willing today. You've got to stretch. You've got to stretch in your spirit. You've got to stretch beyond your intellect and stretch beyond your emotions and stretch beyond your pain. Hallelujah. Come on, let's allow the Holy Ghost to minister to us for a moment. Come on. God is speaking to our hearts. God is reaching to us. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Come on. Hallelujah. You've got more power than you think. This Holy Ghost in us is real. In the name of Jesus. Come on. We need to break through some of these barriers. We need to break down some of these walls that have been resisting revival in this church, that have been resisting revivals in your family, that have been resisting revival in your life. Come on, some of you are dry. Hey, man, it's been a long time since you have felt the refreshing and the release of the Holy Ghost flowing in your life. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Amen. I don't want to move on. I don't want to just move on and preach. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost trying to work. God is breaking up some fallow ground. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand right now. Let's stand right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm not done, but let's stand. Come on, let's let the Holy Ghost begin to move. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I feel some walls breaking. Come on, today is the day of deliverance right now. Come on, you've been praying about that prayer to be answered today, 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 not next week. If you say next week, amen, you're delaying what God wants to do today. It's now, faith. It's right now. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We've got to push some things through in the spirit. Hallelujah. You see the man with the withered hand? Jesus said, you've got to stretch. He called them out. And the Holy Ghost is calling us out today. The Bible says that Jesus called them out in the midst of the people. Jesus exposed his situation. The man had been hiding it for a long time. Some of us have learned to hide things in our life that God wants to touch. And we make excuses why God can't and why God won't. Amen. It has nothing to do with God, but it has everything to do with you being transparent. Being open. Being vulnerable before the throne of God. Jesus said, stand up. And I feel the Holy Ghost today speaking to men and women in this place. And he's saying, you've sat there too long. You've been in that situation too long. You've got to stand up. Let me tell you something, saint of God. You will not receive the miracle, amen, that you need in your life until you obey the word of God. That man could have sat there and disobeyed Jesus' command. And he wouldn't have gotten nothing. And he had to lay down his pride and his embarrassment to get his miracle from the master. And Jesus said, stand up. I'm sure that man had learned to hide that hand well. Cross my arms, shake with my left, wear the sleeve a little longer. I'm sure he had learned to master his hurt, hide his hurt, hide his deficiency, and even go to the house of God that way. Oh, I'm preaching today that what you've been hiding, God wants to heal. That what you've been struggling with, it's all right. Amen, to struggle, but it's not okay to stay there because we have a God. The Bible says, and Jesus made him whole. Amen, but before that man was made whole, Jesus said, you've got to stretch. You've got to stretch. He said, stretch forth your hand. But Jesus, I can't. It's not like everybody else. You don't know what I've been through. God knows what you've been through. And despite that, he says, come on, stretch it. But what if God doesn't do it? I'm going to be embarrassed. I made myself vulnerable. I made myself transparent. Come on. That's where faith comes in. You've got to trust your God. You've got to trust, amen, the heart of God that goes beyond your understanding today. That transcends. See, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Some of us have been rejected so much in our life that we don't even have faith to approach God because we're afraid he's going to reject us. And so we don't have confidence to bring the biggest hurts and the greatest needs. We don't have confidence anymore because we project onto God what men have done and what people have inflicted upon us. Let me tell you, God is not a man that he should lie. But Jesus said, stretch. Stretch. You see, there's some things we have to do, Pastor Richardson, if we're going to be made whole. There's some things you've got to do today, ma'am, sir, young person. There are some things you have to do in your life for your life to get right. Jesus was in the house. The miracle worker was in the house, just like he is today. But Jesus wasn't going to do a miracle until that man obeyed his word, stood up, and stretched his hand. Jesus could have just said, "You're healed," and that man wouldn't have done anything. No. There are some things we have got to do with God. It's a demonstration of faith in God. Jesus wanted to know, do you trust me enough to stand up in the midst, despite your embarrassment, despite your rejection, despite your pain? I know you've come here hurting today. I know you've come here wounded today. I know you've come here dejected today. But in spite of that, God is saying, do you still believe that I can do it for you? Do you still trust my heart? Hallelujah. I wonder today in this house, who's willing to stretch? I'm preaching to individuals. But the second part of this message, I'm preaching to the church, Tabernacle of Praise. It's time to stretch. It's time to stretch, church. Come on. It's time to get out of the comfort zone of just having church as we've always had church. Come on, somebody needs to catch a vision for revival. Somebody needs to get hungry. Amen. Somebody needs to get thirsty to say, "Pastor, we've got to have that revival that shakes Manteca. We've got to have that revival that brings my family in. We've got to have that revival that draws back the backslider." Come on, church. Come on. We've got to stretch towards the things of God. We will not get what we need until we're willing to stretch. Pastor Richardson, the miracle was in the stretch. The miracle was in the stretching. I was reading Exodus. The Lord took me there today. Amen. And you read Exodus 9 and 10. And every time that Moses did a miracle, you know what God told him? Stretch forth your hand. Stretch. Stretch it out, Moses. Read it. Go back and read chapter 9 and 10. I'm not going to go through all of it. But every time, the plagues and this and that, the parting of the sea, stretch. The miracle is in your stretching. It's reaching beyond yourself. It's going beyond the pain. It's going beyond the doubt. It's going beyond the belief. It's stretching towards the things of God and not the things of men. Hallelujah. My God, let's raise our hands. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm not here to manipulate anything today. I've come to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. I feel the miracle working power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, as the musicians come right now. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. It's time to stretch in the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's time to get what we need from God. Hallelujah. If you've been struggling, if you've been battling, if you've been praying, if you've been hoping, if you've been fasting, come on, right now, today is the day. Stretch your faith. Reach out like the woman with the issue of blood. She had to stretch. She had to press. She had to touch him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Tabernacle of Praise. We're not here to have religion. Oh, in the name of Jesus, these altars are open right now. Come on, I feel the stirring of the Holy Ghost. Come on, if you need prayer, if you need a miracle, amen, step out today. Step out today in faith. Step out today with an expectation. Stretch your faith. Go beyond your pain. Go beyond your failure. Go beyond your disappointment. Go beyond your shortcomings. Go beyond religion today.